Jody, Buffy, those are pretty big shoes for you guys.
They're not for us guys.
They're for Uncle Bill. His hunting boots. He's leaving in the morning.
He's going to shoot mooses in Maine.
And elks. And maybe tigers.
Jody, there are no tigers in Maine.
But if there were, then he'd shoot them.
No, I don't want it. Miss Lee, I don't want any calls or wires. This trip is supposed to be to get away from it all for a couple of weeks, so don't mess up my vacation, and I'll bring you back an antler, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uncle Bill.
Hey, how do you like my new hat?
Adorable.
Adorable? I'll wear the old one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not concentrating.
Amy. Here we go. Well, good news, sir. Cleaners were able to get the bacon grease out of your hunting shirt.
And your boots are all shiny. Uncle Bill, can I try on your hunting hat?
Sure.
Bang, bang, I shot a moose.
On the contrary, you have just shot a gentleman's gentleman.
Bang, bang, bang.
Uncle Bill, I need your advice.
What's his name?
Norton Weberly. I just met him. He's adorable.
Like my hat.
Uncle Bill, he wants to take me to a movie tomorrow and brunch on Sunday. Do you think I should accept two dates when I just met him?
Oh. Well, I guess if you think he's nice, why not? Go ahead. Accept. Sure.
I already did. Thanks for the advice.
Anytime. Hey, what time's your brother expecting you out there in Long Island?
Yeah, by 6 o'clock, sir.
You better get going. I can pack your extra stuff.
Oh, well, sir, there may be a few odds and ends to take care of before you leave.
I'm not going to leave till morning. You're going to have plenty of time for odds and ends. Go on, get out of here.
If you wish, sir, I shall be on.
The dinner dishes are all done, Uncle Bill.
Sissy washed and we dried.
We didn't break a one. I dropped one on the floor, but didn't break.
Now, you see, French thinks we can't get along by ourselves.
Uncle Bill, I'll be upstairs with Sharon. I have to tell her about Norton Weberly.
Okay.
Norton Weberly. That's a new one.
If Sissy marries him, her name will be Mrs. Weberly.
I hope not. That's too hard to spell.
Uncle Bill, why are you going hunting in the middle of the winter?
Well, honey, because sometimes people have to get away from offices and business and rest up so you can come back strong, see?
You mean you're going to play hooky?
That's right. I'm going to play hooky. Hey, 7 o'clock in the morning. Where are you?
Snowbound on Long Island in the midst of a howling blizzard, sir.
Blizzard? It wasn't snowing when I went to bed last night. When did it start?
Oh, around 11 last night, sir. I tried to reach you, but the lines were down.
I'm afraid I won't be able to find a train into the city.
Yeah. Well, hey, I better call Kennedy Airport to see about my flight.
Oh, I do hope you aren't grounded, sir. after all those weeks of looking forward to your hunting trip.
You and me both.
Well, look, I'll see you get back when you can, huh?
Goodbye, sir.
No, it's a blizzard. No, you can't.
Uncle Bill, Mr. French isn't in his bedroom.
I know, honey. He just called. He's stuck out in Long Island.
He's stuck in the snow?
Oh, poor Mr. French. Who's going to pull him out?
Stuck in the house. Hello. I want to check on flight 71 to Bangor, Maine, please. Yeah, I'll hold.
We can't go outside, Jody.
Gosh, what are we going to do in the house all day?
Well, first thing you can do is help get breakfast. Now, you get the bacon and you get the eggs, okay?
Okay.
Go on.
You can depend on us, Uncle Bill.
Yeah, I know you're busy. Yes, ma'am. I'll hold.
Oh, no, I get it again.
What's the matter, Bob?
Another shell fell in. Look.
The bowl's full of them. We better start digging them out.
Digging takes too long. I know.
Does Mr. French know you're in here making a mess?
Uh-uh. He's stuck in Long Island in the snow.
Hmm. Yeah, and Uncle Bill told us to make breakfast.
I'll take care of it. Oh, no. I'm getting a cold. What a terrible time to have a red nose. My first date with Norton Weberly.
Rudolph the reindeer had a red nose. I bet he had plenty of dates.
Morning. How are you making out?
Fine. Sissy has a cold, and she doesn't want her boyfriend to see a red nose.
Jody, how about you, Uncle Bill? Think you'll be able to get out to go to your hunting trip?
I don't know yet. I mean, the airline's going to call back.
Well, blizzard or no blizzard, I'm going out on my first date with Norton.
Well, I'll tell you what. You better call Dr. Felsen now. Oh, he won't be in the office yet, but you can get him at home. If he says it's okay, it's all right with me.
Okay, that's fair enough. I'll call him.
Uncle Bill, what are we going to eat?
Right now.
After breakfast, what are we going to do? It's still blizzarding.
Sit around. What else?
Now, don't complain. None of the other kids in the building know what to do with themselves today either.
Hey, yeah! Why don't we all know what to do together?
Can we invite them all up here?
Okay. No, not all of them. Just a few. Well, I hope that's the airline with good news.
Poor Uncle Bill. What do you do if you can't fly to Maine to hunt moose?
He'll just have to sit around and play what not to do with us.
I don't know when the planes will be taking off, Charlie. Is it snowing up there, too?
No, it's all clear. It's perfect weather for hunting. I'm going out for breakfast, and then I'm heading right into the woods.
Sure miss you, Bill.
Okay. Well, if the storm ever lets up, maybe I'll make it out of here today yet. Save a moose for me, huh? Bye-bye.
Uncle Bill, Dr. Felsen is too old-fashioned.
Why? Doesn't he want you to go out?
Get right to bed. Drink plenty of liquids. And call off my first date with Norton.
Well, why don't you just call Norton and tell him you got a cold? He'll understand, won't he?
Oh, Uncle Bill, I can't talk to him with a stuffy nose.
Why not?
Well, what attracted him was my sexy voice. I'll have Sharon call.
Uncle Bill! Uncle Bill!
What's the along.
Oh, yeah. I'll get it.
Hello?
Take it easy. Everything's under control. Watch it.
That was the airport, Uncle Bill. They said there aren't any flights until further notice.
There goes your hunting trip, Bluey.
Bluey.
No idea when the trains will be running, Mr. Davis. And they must be still having trouble with the telephone lines. There's a great deal of interference.
Well, the interference is the kids and their friends. Well, I can't go outside, so they're playing in here.
Come on, men. Let's go capture the Earth people.
There's a bunch of Martians. They're disintegrating a tea party.
Oh, we sympathize with you, sir. One rainy Saturday, we survived an Indian attack on the sewing circle.
How'd you handle that?
Well, I fell back on the modern-day pacifier, sir, the television set.
You might inquire if they'd like to watch Captain Hippopotamus at the circus, sir. It's on right now, sir.
I'll try anything.
Hey!
Anybody want to see Captain Hippopotamus at the circus?
Me! Come on, guys. Let's go all in there.
Hey, it worked. I'll call you back if I need advice. Yeah, thanks. Bye. What are you doing with your hair and the curlers?
I wash my hair, but this darn hair dryer doesn't work.
What did you wash your hair for when you got such a cold?
Well, I had to do something to take my mind off that two-faced Norton Weberly.
That's what we like, Norton Weberly.
Uncle Bill, how can a girl with a cold like a boy who doesn't even have the decency to call and inquire about her cold?
You said you didn't want to talk to him.
Oh, everything's gone wrong today. This hair dryer and my cold. And Norton.
Yeah, well, the cold's gonna get better, and I think I can fix this thing. Odds are pretty good on Norton. That's probably him now, wanting to know how you are.
Uncle Bill, I can't let him see me with a red nose and with curlers in my hair.
Okay, whatever you say.
Well, tell him I'm sleeping.
All right. What kind of a circus is that?
We switched to a horror movie.
Yeah, Dracula can do better tricks than an elephant any day.
Davis?
Hi, Sharon. Come on in. We thought you were Norton.
Not a chance. I just stopped by to console Sissy. Mm.
Wait a minute now. That's not a toy. I'll fix the color. Come on, sit down. There. No, that's all wrong. Dracula's face is red and green at the same time.
Uncle Bill, that's how Dracula's face is supposed to be.
Okay.
You gonna dry your hair, Uncle Bill?
No, honey, I use a towel. I'm just gonna test out this motor for Sissy. Now. Not the wall plug.
We got the best television set.
See the smoke coming out of the monster's mouth?
And it's blowing right at us.
The trouble's in the switch.
Uncle Bill! Dracula blew up!
What is this set?
Now we'll never get to see the ending.
They all end the same way. Dracula marries the girl, and they all live happily ever after.
Well, I'm sorry, kids. Looks like no more television today.
I got a great idea. Why don't all of us go on the terrace and throw a snowball?
No, now, wait a minute. Just a minute. You're not going out in the terrace in a blizzard. You play in the... Go on in the living room.
Busy, Mr. Davis?
No, not very. Why?
Mr. Davis, in my opinion, Sissy needs her uncle's strong shoulder to lean on. I wouldn't have hurt her for the world, but she had to be told. I mean, what else is a best friend for?
Okay, so Norton took another girl to Radio City.
In a blizzard.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. He's still like you.
He hasn't called me once.
You still got brunch tomorrow.
He won't come for me in a blizzard.
Well, maybe it won't snow tomorrow. Maybe it'll just be cold.
That doesn't help. He only likes me in fair weather.
Uncle Bill, Uncle Bill, come see our snowman.
I told you not to play out on the terrace.
We're not. We just go out there to get the snow. We're building the snowman in the living room.
I thought I told you not to play on the terrace, Jody.
Sure. That's why we brought the snowman in here.
I'm Mr. French Snowman.
Yeah. What will we make his beard out of?
You're not going to make a beard. Now get all that snow back outside before it melts.
Do we have to?
You have to.
We have to.
I think it's about time. This is enough fine games for today.
You mean they have to go?
They have to go home.
You have to.
Listen, I'm sorry, you guys. I guess I shouldn't have thrown your friends out of here for just getting a little snow on the rug.
We don't mind, Uncle Bill. It's fun to have kids around for a while.
But it's nice to be alone with you, too.
I feel the same way.
Uncle Bill, would you read to us?
Sure.
This is our favorite book.
Okay. Winnie the Pooh. You guys must know this by heart.
That's why we like it.
Well, now, I don't think I can do as good a job as Mr. French, but I'll give it a shot. Chapter 1, in which we are introduced to Winnie the Pooh and some bees, and the stories begin. Here's Edward Bear coming down the stairs now. Bump, bump on the back of his head.
There are three bumps, Uncle Bill. You left out the most important bump.
I just want to see if you were paying attention. Bump, bump, bump on the back of his head behind Christopher Robin. It is, as far as he knows, the only way of coming downstairs. But sometimes he feels that there's really another way. Now, sis, you've got to eat something. I know I'm not as good a cook as French, but I'm just going to eat that now.
It's not your cooking, Uncle Bill. I just can't even think of food.
Norton, huh?
Oh. Not one single solitary phone call from him. And it's after 7.
How many times you been out with Norton?
Well, we haven't been out exactly. But when we talked that once, we had immediate chemistry.
Oh. And you figured it would build into something, huh? Yeah. You took it for granted he was all knocked out, and then when he suggested two dates, well, you figured that that was just going to grow into something that they write the great novels about, huh?
Yes.
Well, you know, he might have been just passing the time of day. Maybe he didn't realize it was a great love. Could be all in your mind.
I don't think so.
Well, you just take a deep breath and think it over. Now, I don't think you're so miserable because great romance has gone out of your life. You're just unhappy because your pride's hurt, right? You know you're not going to be a great smash with every guy you meet. The sooner you get that idea out of your head, the better, or else you're going to miss an awful lot of meals.
I think I'm hungry.
Besides, you got to leave a couple of guys around for somebody else.
Bill, is Sissy eating her dinner tonight?
If not, I'll take your dessert for her.
What's nice of you? No, she's going to eat. Now, you guys get ready for bed, Mr. French. She's going to be home soon.
Then you can start your vacation.
Going hunting, huh, Uncle Bill?
Yep, finally.
Here he is. I'll get it. We thought it was Mr. French.
Tell me a man with a box.
Flowers? Sign here, sir. I'm sorry I couldn't get them to you this morning when Mr. Webley ordered them. Boy, a blizzard can sure whack up a schedule.
Sure can.
Thanks.
Here you are. From Norton.
Oh, he sent flowers. Roses are red, violets are blue. Get rid of that cold so I can be with you. Oh, Uncle Bill.
Well, maybe that's the airport. With any luck, I'll be in Maine by midnight.
Yes, operator, I'm holding. Bill? Charlie?
Hi, Charlie. Hey, the storm's letting up. Maybe I can get out of here tonight. Did you get yourself a moose?
Oh, I got something a lot better than a moose. I landed a big contract. Ran into Fred Cardigan this morning at breakfast. We have been dickering for 12 solid hours.
You didn't do any hunting at all, huh?
You're not listening, Bill. I landed the tunnel job. My nerves are shot, but it was worth it. I really put over a big deal.
No hunting.
So what? Hey, look, Bill. We're all flying over to White Sulphur Springs tomorrow to talk to Cardigan's lawyer. Why don't you join us there? Bring along your golf clubs. It's a chance to relax, you know, get a change of pace.
No, no, thanks just the same, Charlie. Look, I'll see you when you get back in town, okay? Oh, bye-bye.
Oh, good evening, sir.
Hi, French. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry the storm deprived you of your hunting trip, sir. You needed that change of pace.
Oh, I don't care, French. I feel great.
Sir?
I think the best change of pace for me is to get snowbound with a couple little kids and a moonstruck teenager.
Well, I must confess, Mr. Davis, I'd never thought of it quite like that.
Hey, you guys, go on and get your coats on. We're going to go out on the terrace and build a new snowman.
Yeah!